On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and our Texas reporter, Nick Revolt.
Oh, yes. A little bit of an education session here, Bill, for the Rush Hour family, just on some of the differences between back home in Melbourne and over here that I've noticed. I mean, the first one that smacks you in the face when you land, we're getting close to Halloween, Bill.
Oh.
And they celebrate holidays over here like they are on steroids. We went today to a store, basically a Bunnings for Halloween costumes.
Yes.
I don't know what they do for the other 11 months of the year. I'm not sure it's all that successful business, to be honest. But Halloween, absolutely in full swing over here on steroids. One thing that's really struck me since I was here, and this is new, I've seen people walking, not many, but a couple, walking along the street, just regular citizens, with the gun on the belt, the little handgun.
Like real handgun.
A proper little handgun. So they've recently passed a new open carry law, which means you can carry a handgun. You need a background check to get a handgun, but you don't need a permit to carry it on your belt. The only requirement is that the gun is carried in a holster attached to a belt or a shoulder holster.
Jeez, I hope you don't go off in the holster.
that would be terrible. But seriously, it's very jarring because, I mean, you couldn't be further from that in Australia with our reform and all of that sort of stuff.
And that's what we think about when you do think about America is guns, unfortunately, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, well, yeah, that's one that I've just noticed it a couple of times and thought, gee whiz, that is odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So I did a little bit of research. I'll tell you what, the one thing that they've got absolutely nailed over here, and that is the road rule that you can turn right. They drive on the other side of the road. So for us, it would be left on a red light.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're sitting at a red light and there are just no cars coming.
No.
So you could turn with the traffic and essentially the red light just becomes a giveaway sign.
Yeah.
So it just keeps all the traffic moving. So right on red, it would be left on red for us, I think, is something that should be considered because it's a bloody good rule and it keeps the traffic moving along nice and quickly. And I've just dug a little bit deeper as well. I've just done a little bit of research and I want to break the law while I'm here. So I've looked up some of their little bit more unusual bills, some of their more unusual laws. It is illegal in Texas to shoot buffalo from the second story of a hotel.
Wow.
It's illegal, Bill, to eat your neighbor's garbage without permission. And it's also against the law. You must not milk someone else's cow because that is considered theft. So I think probably at least two of those might apply to you, Bill.
Yes. I like
you can figure out which ones.
I like the milking. I don't worry about that. It is a weird joint when you how did your kids go? Because you spoke about, I think, Monday they were going to school and the big thing that got us was no uniform and you don't take your lunch.
Yeah, no uniform. So the lunch thing's come back to bite James today because they had pizza yesterday, which I think is a Monday thing. So we thought he was going to roll in today and double down on the pizza. He got in the car. He said, I'm so hungry. The food was absolutely he didn't say shit house, but if he knew it, he would have. He said it was terrible. So the uniform one's a killer.
Yeah.
They've only been two mornings, and both mornings we've had arguments about what they were wearing. So they need to fix that one up. But, I mean, it is an awesome joint. The cost of living, affordability is all great. The opportunities over here and just the atmosphere and the culture. I mean, very, very friendly place, a lot of fun. You'd fit in well over here, Bill.
Oh, I'd love to go to a bar and just go, couple of beers, thanks, mate, and just be
they'd be all over you.
Oh, yeah.
All over you.
Hey, when are you going to the ranch? Is there a ranch you were going to go to?
Yeah. We'll head up there for Thanksgiving. So that's sort of mid to late November.
Righto. And that's
get up there and it's
fair dinkum ranch, isn't it? You can shoot. And
Longhorn. So what was his name? Buckle, whatever.
Buckle Mouth or something.
What was his name?
Bucklehorn. Buckle Dick. I think it was Bucklehead, Bill.
Yeah, well, Bucklehead. They got the Longhorns and all that down there. So, yeah, she's a full-blown ranch.
Good boy.